Apparently their ride can't come until 2.
Yeah.
I guess he's here, and I know that moving forward we're going to make it known that the patient's ride has to be here before we do their procedure. Today he already drove here, and he's prepped and everything.
I don't have a problem doing the procedure, but you guys are going to get stuck with him here. What if he doesn't have a ride?
Well, so Zila will be here till 5-ish, and then Nancy is coming in, and she'll be here till 6. So there will be people that are here.
Is the patient really going to have a ride at 2 o'clock?
I mean, if it gets to that point, and we have to transfer him to a hospital until somebody can come pick him up,
do you want to deal with that? Maybe you need to verify the person is coming or something
like
that.
Well, we're going to try and call the wife to verify.
Your situation, because, I mean, I don't have a problem doing the procedure. That's not a problem of mine. You know, the problem is that how is it going to go home?
Yeah, no, and I want them to call the wife and to verify, but it's just one of those things that somebody, I guess, told him it was going to be okay, and he already did all the prep. I mean, ultimately, it's your guys' decision, but
the thing is, it's no problem, but all the pre-op nurses tell them they must come in, and they should bring the ride with them, because we have been stuck with a situation where
the patient drives, you have to call the police, it's a whole
and
another
they go
issue.
And they can leave AMA.
No, I agree completely on that front. So what I was thinking is, like, you know, if he's here, we get the procedure done well before 2 o'clock, and if there's nurses that are going to be here till 6, that's 4 hours.
And then you're all
but
asking,
I don't do the 4 hour after. I don't do Uber 4 hour.
Say again?
I don't do the Uber at 4 hours.
We're Ubering him. We would have to call EMS and he would have to go to the hospital, which I don't want to do. But that's one thing, if we can verify that the wife is coming.
Because the tricky part is that he drove his car here.
Yeah.
That's very suspicious.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one thing when the wife
drops him off. How are they going to come and get the car?
So how are they going to take that second car home?
I've seen people drive out.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they do. That's what they do. And then do you really want to have to deal with that, having to call the police later with all that?
Which I don't want to do. Okay, we probably
just
need to reschedule.
I mean, I don't do the test.
Yeah.
It gives me no problem. It'll take me another 20 minutes. I just don't like to deal with all that.
I was told that the patient has a ride home, and it's on the ASC.
Yeah.
But the legal issue
is for all of us, because at the end of the day, he goes and crashes.
Yeah.
I did the procedure, all of that, and it's not only
the
center. I am involved.
Yeah. Okay. Because some of them have done the procedure, and
they're like, well, I'll be fine, I'll be fine.
I'm like,
that's not the rule.
Yeah.
And
it's true, you feel bad, but I feel bad he's prepped, but I don't want to have to deal with what comes after.
Yeah.
Even I'd rather him get mad at me because I'm counseling rather than to deal with all that can come after.
Okay. Because you can very well ask and be like, okay, if your ride's coming in soon, that was okay, but why did you, I don't understand, if you drove here, how are you all planning to take all these cars home?
Yeah. Sure.
Because that's very sus to me, because you're not going to leave your car here.
Yeah.
He'll get towed.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's,
no,
that
I,
was
I
my
know,
only
I, yeah.
red flag.
No, that's
that
fair.
Other patient, also, there was another patient earlier today
mm-hmm.
whose ride wasn't coming for a while, and you're like,
they're right out of the blue up here in 10 minutes.
They came.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you can call the lady, you can talk to her and all that, but...
Go do some appointment and come back, and we're like, well, we can't do the procedure until you're back.
Yeah, I agree. Which again, moving forward, Michelle is going to send an email to all of our schedulers, and the nurses know that the ride, especially for these pain and GI cases, if they're so fast, the ride needs to be at the surgery center. while they're having their procedure.
That's
where they can't be going
shopping.
Yeah, going to get their nails done or anything like that. So.
Because it's happened, and you know, I won't be here, Dr. Mia won't be here, and then you're asking Nancy and Zila to take off the
lie
belt, because you don't know the name. They're both pre-op nurses. They're not even.
No, but at the end of the day, the liability never leave us.
Yeah,
the liability never leave me because I'm in charge of him. He came in under my name, and at the end of the day, I'm responsible for his well-being.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to deal with that at 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, then we're going to
rather don't make the money or whatever it is, and he gets mad or
unless
whatever.
Of course, their ride can suddenly appear and say how they're taking the car home.
So we'll bring him back and ask those questions, and then...
Yeah, maybe not on this side if you
We'll put
them
on
right there.
Yeah, we'll put them on
because if they get upset or something, I don't want to disturb and upset the patient.
Yeah, no, for sure. Okay, I'll let you guys know what happens. Already verified buddy B to do you pull speak with him me and
sure.
Michelle do it
I don't have a problem if you want me there I can be
okay.
there
apparently I mean he's upset naturally but